Call the Mesa City Council meeting to order. This is Monday, April 2nd, 2007. We will be again with an invocation by Pastor Otley Holmes of the Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance, and I have a Dakota Bowl from Troop 253 that will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge. Do we have the, is Otley here? Vice Mayor, would you?
Our dear Father in heaven, we come before thee this evening as citizens of Mesa and as city council, and thank thee for this wonderful land in which we live. We're so very, very grateful for the sacrifices that so many men and women have made over the years to make our nation free. We're grateful for the opportunities that we have to serve and to take care of our brothers and sisters who live in this country, who live in this city. We ask you to please bless us this evening, that we will have a spirit of peace in this meeting, that we will use wisdom in making decisions, that we will be kind in our contacts with one another. We ask thee to please bless all the decisions that are made, that they might be made using the best judgment that we have. We ask thee to please be with those men and women who are serving in the armed services at this time, that thy protecting influence might be with them, that their families will be blessed as they are away from them, and that they might feel the peace and calm that of knowing that we are supporting them, that we are praying for them, and that we hope that wonderful and good things come as a result of their service. Now we thank thee once again for all of the many blessings that we enjoy, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Dakota, you want to come forward and lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and this we read in and we'll consider as one motion. If you do want to remove an item, if you're here this evening to talk on a topic that's on our agenda, if you'd make sure you fill out a blue card and bring it to the city clerk, as the video explained.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A, take action on reappointment of Magistrate Noreen Richardson for a 4-year term. Item 4A, take action on liquor license for St. Bridget's Catholic Church. This is a 1-day religious event. Item 4B, take action on person transfer bar license for TJ's Bar and Grill, 1734 East Main Street, Suite 5. Item 4C, take action on new restaurant license for Cajun Seafood Corner, 2051 South Dobson Road, Suite 18. Item 4D, take action on new restaurant license for Rockin' Skies, 6209 East Main Street, Suite 1. Item 5A, take action on contract for 30 vehicles for various city departments, $682,632.89. Item 5B, take action on contract for 8 pickup trucks as requested by the fire department, $166,331.64. Item 5C, take action on contract for 1 fire pumper truck, $563,860.70. Item 5D has been deleted. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for April 16th, zoning case Z07-17, 1744 South Val Vista Drive for Dana Park Village Square. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for April 16th, zoning case Z07-20, 3300 South Power Road for a self-storage facility. Item 6C, introduce ordinance for April 16th, zoning case Z07-21. 457 South Higley Road for medical office complex. Item 6D, introduce ordinance for April 16th, zoning case Z07-22, 10400 East Southern Avenue for Commercial Shopping Center. Item 6E, introduce ordinance for April 16th, zoning case Z07-23, 8000 East Thomas Road for a rezone. Item 6F, introduce ordinance for April 16th, zoning case Z07-25, 2725 North Ogden Road for three office warehouse buildings. Item 6G, introduce ordinance for April 16th, amending Mesa City Code pertaining to the sale and purchase of natural gas. Item 7B has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7C has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7D has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7F, take action on resolution for regional street lighting and traffic signal improvements. Item 7G has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7H has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7I, take action on resolution for the Aztec Smart Corridor Phase 3. Item 7J, take action on resolution for landscape maintenance along the Red Mountain Freeway. Item 8A, take action on ordinance annexation case A07-02, annexing land on Thomas Road west of Hawes Road. Item 8B, take action on ordinance amending City of Mesa zoning ordinance pertaining to corral fences. Item 8C, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-19, 3155 East Southern Avenue for a medical office building. Item 9A, take action on subdivision plat El Tesoro, 1350 North 72nd Street. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Were there any requests to remove any items that were read into the consent?
No, Mayor, the record can stand as read.
Okay. Entertain a motion then for the consent agenda. Have a council member and doctorate Summers, and it'll be the only time I recognize them that way, but congratulations again on getting your PhD. And seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval of the consent agenda as read. Any council wish to remove any items or comments? Would you please vote them? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The first item that was not read into the consent would be found on page 3. That is item 5E. And let me go ahead and say that I have a conflict on 5E, 5F, 5G, and 5H this evening. I've been informed by staff that all of those projects have the potential to have some asphalt construction work, and I have a financial interest in a business that does that type of work, so I'll declare that as a potential conflict and refrain from discussion and voting and turn it over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. I noticed that Judge Richardson left. Wanted to congratulate her. She just got approved with our actions on the consent agenda. Item 5E, Jefferson Park lighting improvements. Judge Richardson, congratulations. Thank you so much. We appreciate your service. Jefferson Park lighting improvement, City of Mesa. This project will improve the lighting conditions at Jefferson Park by upgrading the existing lighting and installing new fixtures, poles, and electrical service. It's recommended that the award go to AV Electric Company for a total award of $532,129.95. Funding is available in the Neighborhood Services Department Capital Program CDBG funds. Any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Whalen and seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion on this item? Would you please vote? The motion passes with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. On item 5F on page 4, this is the CAP water treatment plant shade structure. This project will install a shade structure that is needed to provide some relief to maintenance staff from the extreme summer temperatures at the CAP water treatment plant while providing routine maintenance. It's recommended that the award go to EMC Builders for a total award of $46,029.50. Any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
The motion has been made by Councilmember Griswold for approval, and it's been seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion? Seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. Item 5G is a force main air relief valve repair replacement project. And this is three wastewater force mains at the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant and Southeast Water Reclamation Plant. These are owned by the Town of Gilbert, the Town of Queen Creek, and the City of Mesa. And We need these valves in case of replacement and overhaul, and it's recommended the award of the construction phase service contract to the contract manager at risk, B&F Contracting Incorporated, with a guaranteed minimum pricing of $882,000. Well, let me just go to the total award. For a total award of $971,237.48. This is from the Utilities Wastewater Capital Bond Program. City of Mesa will be reimbursed for part of this project from the partners of Queen Creek and Gilbert. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers. I have a second by Councilmember Whalen. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, any council discussion? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest. Then item 5H, which is air sparging and soil vapor extraction remediation at the 6th Street Service Center. This project will remediate the soil and groundwater contamination that resulted from leaky underground fuel storage tanks at the 6th Street Service Center. It's recommended that the award for the construction phase go to Conestoga and Rovers and Associates with a total award of $986,533.47. The funding is available from the leaky underground storage tank remediation capital project fund. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, I need a motion. I have a motion for approval by Dr. Summers, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Any discussion? All right, please vote. The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict, and I think we're through the conflicts, Mayor.
The next item then would be on page 7. This is item 7A in the agenda. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to proceed with an application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for fiscal year 2007-2008 funding for nonprofit organization projects through the Community Development Block Grant program. Do we have any requests to speak on this item?
No, we don't, Mayor.
Right.
Move for approval.
I have a motion for approval. Is there a second? Motion by Councilmember Walters, seconded by Councilmember Whalen. Council discussion? Councilmember Rawls.
Just for one time for the record, Your Honor, I'll be voting no on item 7A through 7 E. These are all, in one form or another, some type of redistribution of the wealth. And I realize that if we don't take the money, it'll go to some other city, but the federal government's the enabler here, but I think the addict has some responsibility to try to wean themselves, so I will vote no on all 5 of these, but don't need the opportunity to say anything more on the other 4.
Okay. Any other council discussion? Could you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember Rawls voting nay. Next item is 7B. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to proceed with an application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for fiscal year 07-08, city of funding for the city department projects through the Community Development Block Grant Program. I have a motion by Councilmember Walters for approval. Is there a second? And a second by Councilmember Jones. Any council discussion? Any requests on this item?
None, Mayor.
Okay, would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember Rawls voting nay. Item 7C is approving and authorizing the city manager to proceed with an application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development through the Maricopa Home Consortium for fiscal year 07-08 funding for nonprofit organization projects through the Home Investment Partnership Program. I have a motion by Councilmember Griswold for approval, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Any discussion by council? Any requests to speak?
None, Mayor.
Okay, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor. No, I'm sorry. There's 6 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember Rawls voting nay. 7D, approving and authorizing the city manager to proceed with an application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, through the Maricopa Home Consortium for 07-08 funding for City of Mesa department projects through the Home Investment Partnership Program. Entertain a motion on this item. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval. Any discussion? Any requests to speak?
None, Mayor.
All right, would you please vote? Vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember Rawls voting nay. The next item is 7E. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to proceed with an application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for fiscal year 06-07 funding through the Emergency Shelter Grant Program. Councilmember Whalen.
Thank you, Mayor. I will be declaring a conflict of interest in not voting or discussing this application. The reason being is Prehab of Arizona, now referred to as a New Leaf, is the funding recipient. I do security work for that company, as well as newly merged Mesa Can, which is the men's shelter. So therefore, I believe it's not appropriate for me to discuss or vote.
Okay, so noted. All right, I have a motion for approval and a second. Motion by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. Any council? Tom?
Just a question on this. This, the way you read it, made me, I read it here, but when you said it verbally, this is an application for 06-07. It's the way it's written in the agenda. Is that right, or should it be 07-08, since we're almost through with 06-07?
That is an error on the agenda. It would be for 07-08.
Okay, I'm sure the motion makers would be more than happy to amend their motion to reflect that.
Okay, so. Is there any problem with the posting to change the date for this application?
Mayor, the statute requires we give reasonable notice, and I think we've probably given sufficient notice for the open meeting law, so I think the council can go ahead and take action.
All right. Councilmember Griswold, are you okay with the dates change?
That'd be fine.
Vice Mayor?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. All right. With that date change, we have a motion and second for approval. No discussion has been requested, so would you please vote? Okay, the vote is 5 ayes, 1 abstention by Councilmember Whalen, and a nay from Councilmember Rawls. Next item then is on page 10. This is item 8D. Is there one on 9?
7G.
7G.
Right here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 2 on page 9. Thank you. We have 7G. This is approving the Falcon Field subarea plan, generally located in the north central portion of the city of Mesa. It is identified by its aviation-driven focus, historic significance, and close proximity to the Salt River, which represents the city's corporate limits. The Red Mountain Freeway passes through the Falcon Area Subarea Plan also. This is, comes forward with a recommendation from P&Z for approval and a resolution adopting the subarea plan with a 7-0 vote. We have some requests to speak on this one. Mary Baldwin, followed by Lois Yates. Did not wish to speak.
I'll be very brief. Just wanted to let you know that we are due to approve this. I served on the subarea plan committee, and we worked for about a year and a half on this, and also the Boeing company has reviewed the plan, and so we agree with the recommendations in that.
Okay.
And believe in protecting our flight paths as well. Thank you.
All right, and I see that Lois Yates did not wish to speak, is in support, and Samantha Hertzler is also in support but did not wish to speak. Are there any requests from any other citizens that request to address the subarea plan for Falcon Field? All right. Council discussion? All right, I have a motion by Councilmember Griswold for approval, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Councilmember Rawls.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to explain that I'm voting no on this because I'm just not in favor of this kind of government regulation and attempted control of people's private property. So just that'll the basis for my no vote.
Okay. Any other discussion by council? Councilmember Griswold.
You know, this plan doesn't change zoning. It doesn't change rights of people. It just tells you if you're a new developer coming in this area, what will make an easier time with the neighborhoods coming through there if you want to build. If you want to build a 15-story high-rise in the path of the airport, you're probably going to have a tough time. So it mainly paints a picture, very broad strokes, of what this area is and what it probably should look like over the next 10 or 20 years. It's not a straight jacket. It's a broad stroke, so I'll be in support of it.
Any other council discussion? All right. Would you please vote? All right, the vote is 6 ayes with Councilmember and 1 nay with Councilmember Rawls voting nay. So it does pass. Item 7H is the next one. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between the State of Arizona Department of Transportation and the City of Mesa for the design, construction, operation, and maintenance of a park-and-ride facility north of the Superstition Freeway and south of the State Drainage Canal between Superstition Springs Boulevard and Power Road. Mesa's share of the operation and maintenance cost is $19,775. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers for approval, seconded by Councilmember Walters. Any other council discussion on this item? Okay. Any requests to speak?
None, Mayor.
All right. Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember Rowles voting nay. Okay, now we go to page 10, item 8D. This is amending section 11-19-7 of the Mesa City Code with regards to portable business identification signs, affectionately known as A-frame signs, and this has been continued from our March 19, 2007 council meeting. Has two recommendations. P&Z has an approval with a 4-1 vote, and the Downtown Development Corporation recommends denial by a 5-0 vote. I have two requests to speak. Nate Crane. Kane, I'm sorry. Nate.
I'm Nate Kane, 1325 West Keats. I live by Alma School and Baseline, and I see quite a few A-frame signs around there, and they degrade the neighborhood. They're poorly placed, they're illegal, they're sloppily made, they represent a traffic hazard. Dobson Bay Club, for example, as a condo, has put up A-frame signs with balloons attached. So when the balloons start to deflate, they dangle into the traffic lanes. Recently, I saw what I thought was going to be a tragedy. I was parked at the red light watching the illegal LED sign that Mr. Friedline and I have talked about. That took 4 months for code compliance to take care of, even though it was out of compliance from the day it was turned on. As I'm at the red light waiting for the sign to, for the light to change, a boy is on his bike, passes the A-frame sign with the balloon. It gets tangled in his handlebars, and he's tossed right into the street. Had a car been making a right-hand turn there, we would have had a real tragedy on our hand. So frankly, I think that the businesses have already demonstrated an inability or disregard to properly place these signs to begin with. The ones I've said are illegal anyway, and they're positioned for maximum distraction. Usually the A-frame signs are very handy, though, and directing me where to get my massage after I've gone to the payday Lone Stars. I think I've said enough. Thanks.
All right. I also have a card from Charlie Deaton from the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, who is in support of the ordinance. I guess it's an ordinance. Right. Okay. But did not wish to speak. Right. You're welcome to, Charlie.
I think one of the things to answer the objection that was made here, that the A-frame sign ordinance calls for, is some sort of regulation and some sort of control. It's true that we already have businesses who are using these signs illegally. They're placed wherever they determine to put them, and I think an ordinance would help control that. And we have a number of members who obviously feel that there's a need for that kind of recognition, and that's the reason that the Chamber of Commerce is in support.
Are there any other requests to speak on this item, or any citizens here that wanted to address the council on item number 8D? Okay, council discussion. I think we've had this one back and forth a few times, but Councilmember Griswold.
Just following up that line of thought, the process right now, there is no legal system for someone to get a A-frame sign, unless you're the downtown, unless you're an apartment building, unless you're a real estate agent, etc. So what we looked at is a level playing field and using some of the fees from the legal store owners to round up the bandit signs and get rid of things like was just being mentioned. There are signs being used poorly all over the city. Those need to come down. There are legitimate business people that have legitimate needs for these signs doing it right, and the Chamber of Commerce has said they would help educate people. The sign companies have said they would go around and make sure the signs are good looking and report ones that are not, because it's in their business interest. So this may be something that can help clean up some of the problem we have and give someone a legal outlet for being able to do it right and off the sidewalk. So I'll be in favor of this.
Okay. I'm going to be opposed to this. I think the way it's drafted, they indicate that potential for up to 1,900 people would come in and apply. That's the basis of adding an extra code inspector to police the signs. I would like, though, to clean up the city on some of the illegal signs and would certainly support. I know we have a volunteer program where they go out and cite people that are illegally parking in handicapped spaces. I'd like to expand that into some type of volunteer program where people can go out and feel comfortable taking down illegal signs along the freeway or along some right-of-ways. Obviously, you'll have to pull off and walk back so that there's not a traffic accident. You don't put yourself at risk, but I'd love to collect some of those illegal signs and turn them in and see if we can find out a way to do that and encompass some of the citizens of Mesa to clean the place up. Because I think one of the arguments that is somewhat compelling is you already have a lot of illegal signs. At least this would police them. And I would say, well, let's then get rid of those that have been in nonconformance for a lot of quite often and call special attention because they're not competing in a legitimate atmosphere with other businesses that believe that location is important. And if you want good visibility, you buy a good business on a good corner or intersection and go through a comprehensive sign package. So that would be, I am not in favor of having more 1,900 plus proliferation of more A-frame signs and still not having what I think will be an adequate enforcement. So, and my only suggestion is to do some type of volunteer to clean up the city of Mesa. But, so I'm opposed. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I've struggled with this one because I think that there are far too many illegal signs, and what Nate described is exactly one of the things that happened, well, not exactly, but I had a similar thing happen to me the other day as I was pulling out of a gas station with an illegal A-frame sign, and I couldn't see. I could not see to see if there was a vehicle coming in. That was very concerning to me. That isn't legal right now. You aren't supposed to be able to do that. So the one consideration that actually made me, I have been opposed to this all the way along, that made me actually think that I might change is this notion of taking the money and using it to hire people to enforce. The problem is, I don't think there's enough money in the budget. When you look at how much money it will generate, I don't think it's enough money to actually do that. And I'm also concerned as I look at it and look at what it means. It means that you just create a new category of winners and losers. If you have a shopping center that has 20 users, and you can only have four or five signs, then now once again, there are going to be certain people who are going to get it. They're the first ones to rush to the door of the city, and they get their application in first, so they get to have the A-frame sign. So now they're the winner, and the other 20 businesses just lost. I was reminded as I was reflecting on this today of the struggles that when I was on the school board that we went through with the travel policy. Every year, we revisited the travel policy, and the reason is because it's so difficult. You do this thing and it solves this problem, but it creates this new problem. And I don't see this as solving the problem. And the problem is, to me, is the proliferation of the illegal signs. I also have a problem with the owners of some of these developments are in essence shirking their responsibility to take care of their tenants' signage issues. And they're saying, and the tenants are coming to the city and saying, please fix it for me because I have a bad landlord. Well, we shouldn't be bailing out bad landlords. Bad landlords should clean up their own act. And if we need to do something to address systemically the sign code of the city and address some of these older uses, then let's do the systemic thing. But this isn't doing it for me. So I really briefly thought about changing my mind because of that argument about taking the money and hiring people. But Mayor, I'm with you. Let's deputize everybody in the city and we'll go out and we'll pull up those signs. Thank you.
Okay. Other discussion on this item? Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, forgive me. I was unavoidably detained on Thursday, so I didn't have the opportunity to engage in the discussion. I see Ray sitting out there just begging to come forward because I do have a question for him. I'm curious as to
Do you anticipate any of the fees being generated from this aiding in helping us clean up some of the illegal signs? Do you feel that, or conversely, do you feel that adopting this ordinance will make it more difficult to enforce the sign codes where it pertains to temporary signs and A-frames?
Mayor, Councilmember Summers, at this point, I feel that actually passing this would create a bigger hardship. Even, it's hard to determine how much money we'll get to really generate funds to do some of this other activity. But I feel that we have enough to do with what we are dealing with right now, and feel that we would best serve by just simply maybe seeking a volunteer program or something like that to do something like this better than passing it. Because I don't know, and I'm not for sure that the money would be definitely generated to do the additional work that needs to be done.
Okay, thank you. I wrote some notes on this, just I wasn't quite sure how I wanted to vote on it, and I was going to pose this as some questions for discussion of the council, although looking at this and listening to the Vice Mayor, I think I know where she's going to stand. My thought on this was it was a little too broad, that perhaps having the possibility of almost 2,000 folks coming in for new A-frame signs, when we could narrow this a little bit and try it out for 9 months would have been better. One of the ideas I had is to limit it to C1, C2. That seems to be where most of these smaller businesses are located, the little mom and pop shops. These are the people having the most problems with visibility. And that would help narrow it somewhat. I'd also want to see limiting the floor area to allow A-frame signs for businesses, of less than 10,000 square feet. In some discussions I had with staff, it seemed that once you hit that 10,000 square feet, you're allowed larger signs. And the ones that are having problems are those smaller mom-and-pop stores. And then really to the eligibility of stores to have a setback of at least 100 feet, at least in theory, is that an attached or building mounted sign would be visible if the building were closer than 100 feet. All of these would limit the number of signs we could do. It would open it up for a trial period where we see how this works out for folks, but we're not exposing ourselves to as many as 2,000 signs, and I was wondering what the council might have thought of that, or if we just want to go forward with what we have now.
I would suggest that if this is defeated, that you see if there's support to bring it forward. I would not be the one that would put it on the agenda, so you'd need to take it through a committee and get some other support, and then we can assign it to a study session and take it from there. That's kind of how we typically modify things after the fact. So, other discussion on this one? Anybody ready for a motion? All right. Rex? Tom?
I think the first meeting we had on this, I indicated that it's a Hobson's choice between absolute prohibition and the creation of a whole new bureaucracy with all sorts of regulations that say how big your sign can be, where it can be, what it can be made of, how it must look. You have to buy insurance. There's just all sorts of additional bureaucracy and regulation in this that sort of counters my dislike of the complete prohibition. So I get to choose between two things, neither one of which do I like at all. In a 50-50 thing like that, you just sort of look for other factors that will help you decide which way to go. And I've decided that because it's been said several times recently that actions must have consequences that go with them, I'm going to vote no.
All right. Any other discussion? Rex. Councilor Griswold, sorry.
That's all right. There is a 9-month sunset clause on this. Allows you to look at it and see. It was modeled after Gilbert. They've been doing the last couple of years. Their sign enforcement people, along with their city council, along the Chamber of Commerce, have worked on it and done a fairly good job. There hasn't been 19,000 signs. Now, they're a smaller city. If there was 19,000 signs, you would get over $200,000 in revenue to do something with if you had the problem. It seems to be not used in very many places. It's the places that really need it to go through the trouble to do this. So it gives them the right to do it. I don't think everybody's going to run out and do it. It has a large sticker on it, so you can drive down the road and see. It has a purple sticker. It doesn't. It's legal or not. It makes it easy to enforce. So with the chamber working with you, with the sign companies, I think you've got a lot more code enforcement officers close to your volunteer force, possibly. Other businessmen saying, we stuck our necks out to get this passed. It was only for a 9-month trial period. If you mess it up, we're going to lose the whole thing. There's some kind of peer pressure on other small businesses doing it right around you. So I think it's worth the risk, but it's up to four members to decide that.
You want to try a motion for approval?
Yeah, I'll make a motion for approval.
I think Mr. Whalen just did. So you want to second that?
I'll second it.
All right. Okay. Any other comments from the council? Okay. Would you please vote? The motion is for approval of 8B. D. All right, the vote is 4 nays and 3 ayes, so it is not passed this evening. All right, Mayor. Vice Mayor.
Just for consideration of everybody who pays attention to these things, if you are on the prevailing side of a vote, even if you voted no, so Councilmember Summers had actually asked for something different, that allows him to bring something back. Because people ask me why I didn't bring the payday loan situation back, and I said, because I lost. I was not on the prevailing side. But when you are, for the Boy Scouts, when you are on the prevailing side, so you won, even though he voted no, he won, he can bring back another proposal. So right. Just so you know how it works.
And the no votes on that, I should have probably read those off, but you can see them on the screen, where myself, Vice Mayor Walters, Councilmember Rawls, and Councilmember Summers. All right. Councilmember Summers.
So to bring it back, I guess the question to the city attorney, would I have to bring it back at another time, or can I make a separate motion here and now?
No, you could not make a separate motion now. I think what you would do, because you have to change the ordinance, and under our charter it needs to be reintroduced. You can either ask that it be placed on a study session agenda, or you can ask that it go back to a council committee and studied, and then brought forward to the council at that point.
But I don't have to do that from here?
No.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions on procedure? All right. Next item is item 10. On page 11, items from citizens present. Are there any requests to speak this evening?
Yes, Mayor. We have three speakers. Our first speaker is Margaret DeSanti.
Good evening. My name is Margaret DeSanti, Captain, United States Army Nurse Corps, retired 23 years. This is directed to Mr. Rawls, Councilman, District 3. As you had just said yourself, actions must have consequences. I have come here to defend my flag, my Constitution, and the laws and freedom that it preserves. The flag, its Pledge of Allegiance holds only one truth in this statement, that it represents the freedom that every veteran went towards to defend. Consequently, it deserves the respect and honor to uphold that dignity of every citizen to stand and pledge that allegiance that we veterans valiantly fought for. Your interpretational reasons for not standing and pledging allegiance to the flag goes against the very laws that you were put in office to defend the United States of America. Your personal feelings have no credibility. So I demand the right to request this body of legislator to have you recalled. I thank you very much.
Next speaker, Jerry Walker.
My name is Jerry Walker. I reside at 113 South Ogden Circle in Mesa.
Bend the mic up just a little bit there, Jerry.
Okay. I reside at 113 South Ogden Circle in Mesa, and I am retired from the United States Navy after 28 and a half years of naval service. During that time, I served as a field medic for the Marine Corps. I served in conflicts in Southeast Asia, in Africa, and in the Middle East. I jumped out of helicopters. I dodged bullets to save Marines. I served as a public health officer on occasion to defend the rights of these young men and women to live in a wholesome and sanitary environment so that they could remain healthy and continue to defend our country. I am currently serving as the governing board member from this district for the Maricopa Community Colleges. We have a $1.5 billion annual budget, so I understand how it's difficult sometimes to manage large amounts of money and do small things with it. I do not, however, understand why, as the co-chairman of the Mesa Veterans Parade Association, MVPA, that I have not yet seen an inflow of funds from those who would support our endeavor here. I mentioned at the last time for my occasion here that I had spent over $2,000 for police services, and there was some indication that there may be a method for some of that money to come back to our organization. I've not yet seen that. Another way that we could save some money for this organization is if the city of Mesa simply co-sponsored the parade with us so that we wouldn't have to pay $1,500 for a liability insurance policy, so that if something got out of control during the parade, that it wouldn't cost the city of Mesa anything nor us anything unless something happened. The $1,500 liability insurance policy cost $1,500 and stayed in effect for 4 hours. You could have saved us a lot of money if you just co-sponsored the parade with us. But we did raise $15,000, so there are people in this city who are interested in honoring veterans. And saying a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag is not simply honoring veterans, it's honoring our entire country. It's not your right, sir, Mr. Rawls, not your right to protest a war that you have absolutely nothing to do with by not saying Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Frank Elger.
Mayor, City Council, thank you for your time again this evening. My address is 1009 North April, Mesa, Arizona, 85203. I'd just like to say again, Mr. Rawls, I'm disappointed in your continuing disrespect for our national ensign. Again, we've talked about this several times, and as long as you sit, I'm going to be here. You know, we joke about it, but it's not a laughing matter. We've got a lot of people that are in harm's way for what that flag stands for. And as I've told you before, I think you should stand as a sign of respect. Councilmember Jones and Councilmember Griswold, I believe, went down to Mexico last month, and their citizens stood as a sign of respect when our flag came in. That's the least that any elected official, any American citizen should do, is stand in honor of the flag. I just want to let my views be known again. Also, I want to let everybody know that the Mesa Veterans Day Parade, Mesa Veterans Parade Association will be meeting the third Friday of every month, which this month it'll be April 20th at 1300 in room 170, right across the street. What's the name of that building?
Municipal Plaza.
Yeah, the Municipal Plaza at 1300. So if anybody wants to come, if anybody's interested in finding out what's going on, we'd sure welcome you. You can go to the website. It's mesaveterans.org. Check out, find out what we're doing. If anybody's interested in donating, in supporting what we're doing, we'd sure appreciate that. Thank you, Mayor and City Council.
Is that it for the speakers this evening? All right. Tom?
Mayor, I'm jet-lagged from a trip, but Frank, appreciate you being here. Be here next time. I'll have something more to say to you and Jerry and anyone else who'd like to come along. So, not tonight.
Okay. All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
We have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, City Council is adjourned.